All right. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio. We're on your radio dial at 95.9 FM, and we're online at kgvm.org. Right now, we're in the music box, courtesy of Loken Productions, and we're doing another collaborative effort tonight. You can listen to us on the radio. You can watch us on the interwebs. If you close your eyes and imagine, maybe you can see us on the moon. And tonight, we're here with Fountain Street Theater. And hi, guys. Thanks for coming in, and thanks to Pat for setting this up. I was wondering if you'd want to just introduce yourselves and do the usual.
Sure. Well, I'm not band leader Garrett. I play the banjo.
Yeah, I'm not band leader Eli, and I play the guitar.
I am not band leader Alex, and I play the mandolin.
I'm not band leader Brendan, and I play the bass.
Seems like a pretty egalitarian setup you got going here. So you guys, how long have you been playing as Fountain Street Theater?
About 14 months, yeah. Garrett, Alex, and I got together November of 2019. Brendan came in March 2020, right before everything went haywire.
Yeah, well, that was timing, huh?
It's his fault.
Oh, man, that's a heavy weight to bear with your... But your bandmates are giving you the stink eye.
That's why he's not the band leader.
So you guys have been playing in other bands around for a while, I think, haven't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I played with Amanda Stewart and Sweet Sage for quite a while before that. I played guitar for a little while with Cole and the Thorns.
Yeah, I was gigging a lot in Vermont before I moved back here. Been September 2019. So as soon as I moved out here, I put a Craigslist ahead and met these guys.
Yeah, I've been playing locally in Bozeman with Lazy Susie back a couple years ago, and then Lazy Owl String Band. We haven't played together in a while, and then these guys.
Yeah. So I remember seeing last summer some of you were playing with Amanda Stewart doing some things outdoors during the time of the crud, the Rona summer.
Yeah, Garrett, Brendan, and I were, I guess, her backing band. We played up at Lone Mountain Ranch every Wednesday.
Yeah.
I subbed every once in a while.
Cool. So I imagine you guys are ready and chomping at the bit to get out there and actually start playing again. So we'll jump right in here if you want to play a couple songs.
Sure.
This next song is called Trash. 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8. So I have a box to pack all your things into the garage, 'cause I couldn't bring myself to throw it all away. I can't keep carrying on like I did before. I guess I'm okay keeping on, keeping for. Yeah, I don't need all the fancy things to help keep me safe. And I'm okay.
He's okay.
Being on my own, and I'm lonely.
You're lonely.
I'm not stressing anymore, 'cause I don't hear the things
that you say.
I'm okay.
He's okay.
Being on my own and I'm lonely. I'm not stressing anymore, 'cause I don't hear the things that you say. We'll be right back. listen anymore, cause I don't hear the things that you say.
This song is called Pacific Ocean Blues.
You guys have an EP that you've put out, is that right?
That is correct, yeah. We put it out with Joe Capella out of
Cottage Street Audio.
Cottage Street Audio, yeah.
Cool. Cottage Audio Labs.
Cottage Audio Labs. Everything. He was great to work with. It was really fun.
Yeah. Is it digital only, or do you have hard copy CDs? Or
You could text me for a CD, but you can find it on Spotify, Amazon, Napster, and all your other major
all those music. Digital places. Yeah.
PlayStation Store.
Yeah, PlayStation Store. Yeah. Thank you.
chances. Drinking all alone just to feel distracted. I still feel you near even though you left town. It's all over now, I'll see you around. The time is never right. I keep thinking about the moonlight in your eyes. And when we said goodnight, I'd be dreaming that one day you'd be mine. I'm still dreaming that one day you'd be mine. I'm still dreaming that one day you'd be mine.
Are any of those songs on the EP?
None of them.
No,
these are all originals, but none of them made
yeah.
the EP.
Are you guys thinking about the next one? Or?
Yeah, we've been thinking about it since the fall. COVID's kind of slowed a lot of things down.
Yeah.
So we've just been working on getting the structure of the tune down, making sure the songs are good before we go into the studio.
Yeah. Well, you've been kind of getting some new material ready and...
Yeah, we almost can't keep up with the material we're writing. We're writing so much nowadays.
Yeah. I've been, you know, I think different people kind of experienced the whole Rona shutdown differently. And I think some people have been super productive and some people have been super depressed and unproductive. And so it sounds like you're on the better side of that scale.
I was telling him the other night, I always think, you ever see the Phantom Toll Booth, that old cartoon from the 60s, where that kid gets stuck in the doldrums and he's like cruising through all the muck and the mire? When it's stuff like this, it's so easy to get caught in the muck and the mire, and you just got to keep your head up and keep going through it, because the second you put your chin down, you're just going to get stuck.
Yeah. I mean... I don't know. It seems to me like bluegrass is good music to help avoid that, right? I mean, it's even murder ballads sound happy, so.
Yeah, I don't know if it's avoiding it or tapping into it.
Well, you know? True, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just kind of been a good way to cope with everything that's going on. I wouldn't say depression, but
yeah.
Depression.
Yeah. So, no... You're still kind of thinking about when you might start recording and
yeah,
stuff.
Nothing. Unfortunately, our money can't keep up with how many songs we have to record, especially not gigging. You know, we don't have any money coming in. So,
yeah, you know, if only there were free studios out there for that. But, so yeah, when you like you were just kind of coalescing right before the shutdown, maybe it was a little too early to think about where you were hoping to take it or anything. Do you got any ideas? Are you open to tour some or kind of hang around here?
We're open to anything at this point, but I think through this whole shutdown, we've kind of just been hanging out. It's been like we practice, you know, but it's more like hangouts. And so
yeah, that's what's kinda, so cool about it. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's just drinking beer with your buds, you know, because we'd be hanging out pretty much every weekend. Half the time we're just watching sports or grilling, smoking wings, you know. It's not always
one of our practice music centric. You know, a couple times we've practiced and, you know, the neighbors have come over and listened to us. We even had an old couple, they passed us by and gave us
20 bucks.
Nice. They just stopped and listened for a while.
I think we might have sold a t-shirt out of the garage.
Needless to say, that's been the extent of our band fun for this summer.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully, you know, as things start to open up again, I think, you know, it's kind of feels like the dam has built up a lot of back pressure here. And hopefully when people can start having live music, I sort of expect... There'll be a lot of demand, a lot of opportunity, I sure hope, anyway. So do you think you're kind of thinking about playing around here? Any ideas about trying to tour around any place when you can? Or
We take what we can get.
Whatever comes
along. Somebody hires us, we'll play.
That's it.
Try to get, you know, I mean, our first gig was the night before everything shut down. So gig around here.
Yeah.
Get folks interested in listening and then... We'll take it as far as we can go.
Cool. Yeah, hopefully, you know, especially this summer, getting outdoors and stuff, it should be, like I said, I kind of think it'll be a lot of people are more than ready for it, so hopefully there are a lot of places to play. Yeah, you want to play a couple more? And
love to. 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 9.
Run away to escape the love and amber fear. Follows behind you and whispers in your ear. Wish to stop those voices drawn ever near. Turn around and find me already disappear. Push on and turn around the next bend. Just see they found you once again. There it is, just like that, and you understand. Voice inside your head is your only friend. Those voices calling. Voices calling. Voices calling you. Home, run inside and lock all the doors. They're already inside, hungry for more. Are they real? Are you insane? Who can be sure? Let us like the raven, call it evermore. And you can try to run, but they'll always find you. Looming overhead like the sun and the moon. Try as you might, there is nothing you can do. Wherever you may go, we'll be in pursuit.
Didn't sound like it was in G or B. That's all. So that must be one of them Newgrass songs.
That ain't your daddy's bluegrass.
That's right. That ain't part of nothing Bill might say, but I think you might have been wrong there.
That could have been because I was playing the wrong chords.
That is also a newer song. Nice. Written by Garrett.
Cool.
The not band leader.
The not band leader.
So when you guys are writing new material, how does it work? Does somebody kind of work up a song and work it quite a ways along, or do you kind of start in together on stuff?
No, it really depends. Like, we're very collaborative. Like, sometimes somebody will just have, like, a bare idea and we'll bring it to the group and like hash it out. Everybody will be like, hey, what if we did this for this part? Or like everybody adds their flavor. And like sometimes somebody will bring a song that's like totally ironed out, like done, just like needs the other parts filled in.
Yeah.
It just really depends.
Cool.
Yeah. Try not to pick one way or the other.
Yeah, just kind of go with whatever. And yeah, it seems like that's a lot healthier way to do it for sure. Yeah. Cool. You got another?
You want to play something more traditional?
Milk? Yeah, this is a song about the dairy industry. Shout out to Shady Acre Farms, Highgate, Vermont. Yeah, this one's for you guys.
The milk cycle never ends. See, food on the table is money in my pocket. The sun never stops, so there ain't no stopping. I've been working down, pulling tits all day, so I can take my mama out to dinner. The sun never stops, so there ain't no stopping. I've been working down, pulling tits all day, so I can take my mama out for dinner. I've been working down, pulling tits all day, so I can take my mama out for dinner. Yes, I can take my mama out for dinner, and then I'll fire up my tractor and give her.
Nice. So if you're just tuning in, this is Local Musician Spotlight and In the Music Box. And we're here with Fountain Street Theater. And I failed my pop culture quiz earlier. And maybe some people out in the audience are a little more on the ball. Where did the name for the band come from?
Well, to the audience out there, to the first responder that can find the name and the reference to Fountain Street Theater, gets a one-time personal date with your banjo player truly to any restaurant of the fast food variety of your choice.
Hooba, hooba.
And he'll give you a t-shirt.
Please be a girl.
No, it came from, it's a Big Lebowski. Big Lebowski reference. It's where his landlord is doing his dance cycle, Crane Jackson's Fountain Street Theater.
Nice.
The secret has been revealed.
Yeah, now I'm never going to get a date.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was to prohibit him.
Shut her down.
Yeah. Do another one, Bob, if that's all right.
Yeah. Couple. Sounded good. That can grow into a trilogy. Irish whiskey and bourbon blues and Scotch something. I don't know.
Scotch sadness.
Scotch sadness.
Scotch Sunday morning before church.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. This one's on our EP. It's called Love Lost. Penned by a non-bandleader, Garrett.
Thank you.
all the struggles that I've seen. Do the people walking by don't mean anything? Let out a whisper when I wanted to scream. Yet the sound of a shout won't awake me from this dream. I look into the history that creates this storm inside of me. Found only remorse. Could I really be in this much agony from deep down? Answers the return. Deception as a weapon like a sword. Heart points the course. Give my regards to the next man who projects an even greater implication than the Lord. As he falls, his name is recognized. That's coming down. Sitting still at the chills that develop at the end of his shining crown. I am tall, I am strong. I just keep on.
pretty good. How long is the? How many songs are on the EP?
Just four.
Four?
Yeah, cool. Four tunes.
Nice. So you got all enough material. Maybe the next one will be a double album. Huh? Just kind of blow it out right out of the gate.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Something like that. We could go all night.
Yeah. All right.
20 originals at least.
What sort of influences do you have, like, on your songwriting and stuff? Anything in particular? Or?
We're pretty eclectic. I think we got it just about all covered across the four of us.
Yeah, from Miles Davis to the Beach Boys.
Sabbath.
Well, Electric yeah. Wizard. Yeah.
Lady Gaga.
Sure. Yeah, this is the first. We didn't write this one. This is an old traditional fiddle tune.
So sometimes does it feel like some of those traditional tunes, it's like you're kind of slipping into a well-worn-in shoe. You can just kind of get in there. You know how it all goes, and then you can just kind of pick your pieces out. And,
yeah, you find the pocket, and you just stick to it.
I mean, is it harder to solo on, like, some of your original stuff, or is it really any different?
Stylistically, I guess. You know, when you're doing traditional, you kind of got to play traditional.
Yeah, kind of stick with it.
Yeah, so when you write a tune, you know, you can kind of play to your own style of a song that you wrote. So I think it's almost easier to solo over stuff that we've written.
Yeah. Because you write it to fit with the way you want to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Over yonder stand little Maggie with a tram glass in her hand. She's a drinking away all her sorrow with some no good lonesome man.
Getting up there in that Ralph range a little. You got to kind of stretch a little bit, don't you? Is there any place in particular you guys are looking forward to playing once you, things open up?
The Hofbräu.
We tune because we care, you know?
You tune because you have a banjo in the band? No. Wait.
Honestly, it doesn't matter if you tune a banjo.
As a banjo player, half your time spent tuning, and the other half is spent playing out of tune.
Wise words from a banjo player.
Yeah. Don't trust a word they say.
That's an oxymoron, wise words from a banjo player. It's something you won't hear very often.
Thank you.
sky on my drive home. I'm thinking about our fight. You don't ever hear me out. Surrounded by much beauty, but none of that seems right. And all the words they turn to a shout. And if I make it back to Eastern Standard Time, if the road has no more painted lines, and if my car breaks down 40 miles from your door, I guess that you won't see me anymore. Tomorrow, it's rolling for the east. I might leave it all at the down the track. I'm a half a mile from the city, a thousand from myself. I might turn my head and never look back. And if I make it back to Eastern Standard Time, if the road has no more painted lines, and if my car breaks down 40 miles from your door, I guess that you won't see me anymore.
burner there. Well, I want to thank you a lot for coming in tonight. You've been watching In the Music Box and the Local Musician Spotlight here on KGVM and In the Music Box with Fountain Street Theater. It was a blast.
And, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
It was fun.
So people can go to all the digital places, find the album, and you've got a Facebook page, find out what's going on.
Yeah. Fountain Street Theater on Facebook and Instagram. You can find our EP on Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, wherever you stream music.
Cool. Yeah, so we'll be back next week with another episode of Local Musician Spotlight. And I think in 2 weeks we'll be back with another joint collaboration with In the Music Box. So you can find this, I think, after the fact on YouTube in case somebody locked down and couldn't watch tonight. Keep a look out there and keep it tuned to KGVM Bozeman. So we hope you keep listening to KGVM. Keep watching In the Music Box. Go check out Fountain Street Theater.